As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to the book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible. We're going to start in Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. This is a passage about Moses. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." After Joseph and all his brothers died, God continued to bless the Israelites. Scripture says they became exceedingly numerous so that the land was filled with them. The growth was seen as a threat by the new king, and he enslaved the Israelites and ordered the midwives to kill all the newborn Israelite boys. When the midwives refused to carry out such a plan, the king ordered all the baby boys to be thrown into the Nile River. Well, God protected a baby named Moses. After hiding him for 3 months, his mother placed him in a basket coated with tar and pitch and placed him in the Nile. And God sovereignly directed Pharaoh's daughter to find the child and raise him as her own. It was Moses whom God would use to deliver his people from slavery. God's sovereignty is easy to see at the end of the story, but not so evident when we're living in the middle of our situation. But don't get discouraged. God was just as sovereignly at work the day Moses' mom tearfully and fearfully placed him in the Nile as he was when Pharaoh's daughter drew him out of the water. You see, even when you don't know how the story ends, God is still in charge. Father, thank you for writing and directing the story of our lives. Help us to trust you even when we don't know how the story ends. In Jesus' name, amen.